Bustin' Loose Baseball,
hosted by Grant Paulson
and Toby Altizer,
gives you in-depth
analytics
and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
I'm really excited about this prospect major league game that they're doing. I think it's an awesome idea. Whoever came up with it should get a raise as far as I'm concerned. Every organization should do this, to be completely honest. I can't imagine they're the first one to do it. But especially here in D.C., where you've got James Wood, Dylan Cruz, and so many players that Nats fans haven't been able to put eyeballs on, and now they're going to get to see them in the big league ballpark. They're going to get to get pictures and autographs before the game with those guys out in the outfield, I'm sure, and just familiarize themselves with them. I think it's a really, really healthy, good thing as they try to grow more of an understanding and a following for their minor league system. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea for both sides. I think for the fans, it's fantastic because many people haven't seen Dylan Cruz yet. Many people haven't seen James Wood yet, and they'll get a chance to see him for a day at Nats Park. And it's cool for the young guys, too, because they get to play at Nats Park, and it's something where, you know, last year they played the Yankees in an exhibition game, and you saw James Wood for an at-bat late in the game, or maybe two at-bats late in the game, and you can do that, and that's fine. It's cool to see Aaron Judge and all the things, but with Major League Baseball kind of changing their schedule, Judge comes to Nationals Park at least every other year. You're going to get to see those guys, so it kind of loses the appeal of playing the Yankees when you see them every other year at Nats Park. Now, you get to see these guys that you haven't seen yet, and they get to play probably a full game, or at least most of a game, take at least two at-bats at Nats Park. I think it's cool for those guys as well. So, you know, I think Gore is going to pitch for the big league side, and I think it's going to be Rutledge for the young guys side. So I think it's going to be a really fun event. If you're, you know, a big Nats fan, big into the prospects, you got to check it out on Tuesday, you know, over there at the ballpark. I think it's a noon first pitch. I know it's maybe not the most convenient time for everybody, but they got the gala that night and everything. So I think it's a really cool thing for the Nats to do this. And yeah, it's a genius idea. I think they should continue to do it, especially for this team where Abrams is a star. Guys know about Gore, Gray, those guys. But the biggest stars in the organization right now, honestly, might be the guys in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I can't wait to get over there and smell those Friars get turned on and look at the ball field for the first time for a new season and check that out.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get out of here, Toby, really quickly, a couple of other MLB headlines. Speaking of prospects, the Orioles did not keep Jackson Holliday in the show, which is brutal for that fan base. They were so excited. He looks big league ready. I just find it funny. Every time the fan base gets mad at Mike Elias, in the end, it's proven that what he does works. Like, they were furious that he didn't go for it a couple deadlines ago, and he traded Mancini, and it turned into a couple relievers that since have helped them immensely, including to go on to win 100 games last year. You know, they were mad at him for not making a move early in the offseason. He waited around, and he got Corbin Burns at a pretty discounted rate. The guy has got the Midas touch. I think he's the best exec in the league. But I certainly think they'd be a better ball club if Jackson Holliday was on the big league roster. One misnomer is I think baseball fans think you have to be on the roster on opening day to end up winning the Rookie of the Year award and getting your team a draft pick. And that's not true. You have to – basically it has to be 172 of 183 business days. So you basically have like – you got to be up within the first 10 or so days of the season. So they could still call him up, and if he wins the Roy Award, they could still get the pick they're going to get for Gunnar Henderson winning last year.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for baseball fans that he's not up, but at the same point, they're in a spot now where there's so many guys ready to come up. I mean, that's not even talking about Stowers. It's not even talking about Coby Mayo. Obviously, Jackson Holliday is the top guy, but you can make the argument those guys are ready, and they just don't have spots at this point. So the Orioles are in a perfect spot where they've got so many guys knocking on the door of the big leagues that they're able to make a trade for a Corbin Burns, and they don't even feel it in their farm system, you know, trading away a guy in Joey Ortiz, who is a top 100 prospect, and it's like completely forgotten about because because the Orioles just trot out another couple of guys. So they're in a perfect spot. Jackson Holliday is going to play a significant amount of time in the majors this year. It just isn't going to be on opening day, which kind of sucks, but we're still going to get to see plenty of them.
The other top prospect in baseball named Jackson did make his big league roster, and that's Jackson Churio of the Milwaukee Brewers. I know you've spent time in Milwaukee. For people that don't know Churio, he's an outfielder with speed. Probably a 65 runner, can steal 50 bags in a season, maybe. He's also got 60-plus power, 20 home runs each of the last 2 years, despite being about 4 or 5 years younger than the level. He's going to be one of the next huge stars in baseball, considered the number two prospect in the game behind Jackson Holliday. The Brewers are keeping him in the majors. I think one of the reasons you see Churio made the big leagues and Holliday didn't, Holliday's a Boris guy. And, you know, you're saving a year potentially by keeping him in the minor leagues of control. Churio's already signed the biggest contract in the history of the sport for someone who's never played a day in the big leagues. I forget it. I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say it was like 11 years and $130 million or something crazy. I mean, it's a lot of money for a guy that's never played. But when you look at the contract, it's actually the most team-friendly deal in the history of the world if Churio becomes what he's supposed to, which is a star. I mean, it's just the biggest discount ever. Agents that aren't Scott Boris are allow their guys to do this or play along with that game. Boris, it seems like his clients are not as inclined to take those types of deals.
Yeah, I mean, so the Braves have been doing this for a while, right? It's why they have Albies for cheap. It's why they've had Acuna for cheap. It's why they've been able to build a lot of what they've done is they're willing to pay their guys early. And it's interesting because the comp that you get from some people that we talked to when I was still out in Milwaukee talking about Churio was a Ronald Acuna Jr., that type of player with the power, with the speed, the excitement. So it's cool that he's on the opening day roster. I'm excited to see what he can do. I think he's going to be a huge difference maker for that team. And they're going to look a lot different losing Burns and Woodruff's out for the year, so they're going to look a lot different, but a lot of excitement for Jackson Churio making the opening day roster, and he's going to be a fun player to watch.
One other guy I'll shout out, Wyatt Langford, made the Texas Rangers. 6 home runs this spring. Of course, he hit had a 1200 OPS pretty much in the minor leagues last year and hit almost 400 when he got called up to AAA. He, of course, was the 4th overall pick, 2 picks after Dylan Cruz. I've seen Nats fans already saying they're nervous or did they get the wrong guy. That all needs to just be put on the back burner and everyone needs to RELAX for a little while on that, Aaron Rodgers style. Chill. This is very early. Basically, what's happening is Dylan Cruz has just had a good start to his career by normal standards, like very solid, good start. Wyatt Langford is having an inhuman, you know, a robot sent from another planet to destroy baseball's start to his career. But he is going to be on the big league opening day roster starting in the outfield. How about the damn Rangers? Defending World Series champions, and they've got Evan Carter, who I think is like 22 years old, who was awesome in October last year, and Wyatt Langford, both rookies, competing maybe against each other for the Rookie of the Year award this season for the defending championship Rangers.
Yeah, it's fantastic and good for them. And honestly, it's one of those things, like I've seen people complaining too and worried, you know, Nationals fans like, oh, did they make the wrong pick at 2? It's okay. The timelines work out perfectly as well. Dylan Cruz doesn't need to be in the majors day one of this year to make an impact because, you know, we'll talk about this more on our next pod, but the Nationals aren't winning 85 games this year. It's not like they're going to the playoffs. But at
settle
the same
down, point, Toby, where is the no, I'm kidding.
But you know, for the Rangers, it's perfect. They got a guy. They had the number 4 overall pick. They draft a guy that can step in, and he's made the opening day roster. He's going to make an impact immediately for that team. They're coming off a World Series, so they needed someone. You know, they don't necessarily need someone, but if they added someone that can make an impact right away, it was awesome for their ball club, and they did that with Wyatt Langford. Now, it's not something that in 5 years that, you know, then we can look back at it. Right now, we're totally fine. Dylan Cruz, give him a little bit of time. Like you said, it's normal for a career to start off a little bit slow because generally, for most normal people, there's an adjustment. Not for Wyatt Langford, but for most normal people, there is an adjustment period.
Totally. All right, for Toby and for producer Darris, I'm Grant saying so long. Please subscribe, rate, review, do all the stuff that you do with podcasts. Make sure that it's sent to your feed so that you get it whenever we drop a pod. Please spread the word. If you have buddies that like the Nats, make sure they know about this podcast, please. Send it around. We want to grow this thing as the season goes on. We want to be the number one spot for good Nats conversation and updates on what's going on in the minor league system. Big thanks to everybody for checking out episode number 102. We'll be back at it in just a couple of days.